Praise the Lord, and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who's very thankful and blessed to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. And the broadcast and the daily bread are a blessing and good food for the soul. Thank you, Brother Rice, for all your edifying and encouraging preaching with Jesus, with the love and joy you always have for the Lord. Just keep on preaching as the saints do need you. And may the Lord help the saints to press on and fight the good fight of faith. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come is my prayer. May the Lord bless you all. Maranatha.
Hallelujah. We've got a problem. Sherry tried to confuse me yesterday, and she did a good job. She reminded me of a story. Thank you, Lord. But we finally got to the bottom of it, and we got to the answer. That's the only way. You just have to get to the meat of it. Get rid of everything else, and then you get the answer. Praise the Lord. There's always an answer. Absolutely. Absolutely. Amen. Praise the Lord. Of course, God reserves to open up to whom he will, but there's always an answer. Thank you, Lord. Maybe this is yours, huh? So we're going to sing and pray and worship God as we present our bodies. It's all about him. As long as we remember that. Unto thee, O Lord, we lift our voice. Unto thee, O Lord, we lift our soul. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. New every morning, great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness.
Thank you, Lord. So we expect you to help us this morning because of thy faithfulness, because of thy goodness, because of thy righteousness. So we present our bodies, Lord. Oh, help us to glorify you. I would speak as the oracles of God. Words of faith to minister grace to the hearers to edify the body of Christ, that thou, Father in heaven, might be glorified. Have thine own way is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. So, where do we start? See, that's that refers to order of operation. That means, what do you do first? Where do I start means, what's first? It's very important in everything, especially in math. Praise the Lord. There's a correct order. And especially in serving God. We all know it, but we're going to remind us again. The teacher used to tell us first things first. Hallelujah. And, of course, whenever we got an answer in math, the teacher would say, how'd you get it? You know, or sometimes they would say, give you the problem. They say, show your work. So that means every step you write it down. You know, that's to keep you honest and to see if you actually understand. So actually, one of the first things that we must do is hear and understand. That's with anything we do. Anything.
Hallelujah. Y'all know that's the first commandment, don't you? Here is the first command. It's in Deuteronomy. Praise the Lord. It's always through all the way through the book. The first commandment is, hear, O Israel. See what's first? Hear, O Israel. The Lord thy God is one Lord. That's the first. Hear, O Israel. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God. All thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might, with all thy strength. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, when we read it in the New Testament, Jesus said the second is like unto it. We don't read it in the Old Testament. Nevertheless, we know it's true because of the author's revelation. So, again, it's always up to the author to make known the meaning. Absolutely. Because we read and we put our own twist to it, our own understanding. But if we're really to know the true meaning, we must consult the author. Now, concerning scripture, the scriptures will make us wise unto salvation. But the scriptures in operation, you know, with the spirit, understand that just the scriptures themselves won't make us wise. We have to get in touch with the author and say, what do these things mean? You know, like the eunuch, he was reading the scriptures, but he wasn't being wise unto salvation. God sent him some help. Huh? Raised up old Philip, took him out there and set him down. And he said, hey, man, you understand what you're reading? Wisely. Now, we read the scriptures, but then we have to see the author. Wisely, he said, how can I except some angel instruct me? No. See? He said, how can I accept some man? Guide me. Praise the Lord. So Philip told it. He opened up the scriptures and preached to him Jesus. Yeah, because he's reading there in Isaiah. He said, I see this, but who is the prophet talking about? Is he talking about some other man or himself? Now, when the prophets speak, they're always speaking of some other man because all the scriptures testify of Jesus Christ. He is the word of God. If we don't understand it that way, we don't understand. Another place it says, in all thy getting, get understanding. This is first, hear and understand. So that's how it is with this one. What is one half of 6 + 6? We'll only get the answer. It's not tricky. No. How do we walk uprightly? That's not tricky. What must I do to be saved? Not tricky. Lord, what would you have me to do? See? If we're going to insert our own will in there, it's not only tricky, it's fatal. So we need understanding from God. Concerning everything. Here we are, Lord God, we're in the dining hall. We need understanding what this is all about. Why are we here? What should we do? What are we to get from this? And how are we to present ourselves? These things are simple, but since we so easily overlook them, we get the answer, but we don't know the meaning. Which means we're ever learning, but never coming into the knowledge of the truth. Now, we should be ever learning, but getting understanding. And all thy getting, get understanding. Otherwise, we'll, you know, be getting the answer, and we don't know what it means. Hallelujah. That's why we're quick to quote scriptures. We do quote them, don't we? Well, the Baptists do too, you understand. And the Methodists, and I guess anyone that would name the name of Christ. They talk about the scriptures, but they don't all talk the same. Because some talk, independent of the author. They may not even know him. You understand? Or they may not be in favor with him. Everybody understand? Well, we can know him and not be in favor with him. Praise the Lord. But he's called us into the fellowship, and it's given unto us to know the mysteries. That means God has ordained that we should know. But then we must apply ourselves. You know, there's an order. How is it, Lord, that I'm going to know these mysteries? Come on. Since it's given unto us to know, then we have to understand how we know. We've been ordained to obtain salvation. So God gives us understanding about obtaining salvation. We have to consult the author. He's the author of eternal salvation. He's the author and finisher of our faith. Anything we want to know about faith, we can consult the author. How about that? Anything we want to know about salvation, if we really want to know the meaning, we have to consult the author. Hallelujah. Of course, being saved is saved from yourself. Saved from sin. Hallelujah. That's what salvation is. That's brought out of darkness into the light. Yeah, being totally submitted, surrendered to Jesus Christ. That's what salvation is. Absolutely. You know what gets in the way of that? Absolutely. Well, if we want to be saved, we'll have to want to be saved. Since God's going to save us, he'll have to do it. What a mighty operation of.
Hallelujah.
Sin is, it is such a great thing, we should just give God the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, let's try some of these, okay? We'll try some. Everybody doing okay?
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord, your God, commanded to teach you. Why? That you might do them. I see. And that you might do them in the land, whether you go to possess it. That thou mightest fear the Lord thy God. Lord, let your fear be upon us. Yeah, all wisdom comes from the fear of the Lord. Let your fear be upon us. Give us divine wisdom from above. To keep your statutes, to keep his statutes, keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee. Thou and thy son's son, all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that that ye may increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers has promised thee, in the land that floweth with milk and honey. Again, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. No holding back. No holding back. And these words which I command thee this day, they are not suggestions, shall be in thy heart, shall be in thine heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto your children. And shall talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. In fact, we should always be mindful of God. He keeps in perfect peace. He whose mind is stayed on him, because he trusteth in him. Thank you, Lord. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. So we do put up signs, but that's not really what it's all about. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house, this house, upon the gates. Hallelujah. You all know we're the temple of God? All right then, all right. He don't dwell in temples made by hands. Glory. Glory to his name. But when the Pharisees had heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence, that's what the truth does. To all the skeptics, the mockers and the scoffers, the truth puts them to silence. When the Pharisees had heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence, they gathered together. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, you know, those folk, they're wily, man. They're tricky. That's their trade. So one of the lawyers asked him a question, tempting him, saying, Master, which is a great commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. If we would consult the author, then we could get understanding that whatever the scripture says is comprehended or contained in these two. Hallelujah. Very valuable. Hallelujah. You know, whatever we are contemplating, whatever we are endeavoring to do, whatever we're striving to do, I'll see if it fits in there. Well, we say amen, but we don't do so well. Huh? Praise the Lord. This is good news. All that the scriptures say, from Genesis to Revelation and any other writings, huh? It says thou shalt love the Lord thy God with everything. That means not hold back. Now, we don't understand. Not hold, everything means all. Because that's what God gave. He gave his all. He gave his best. Now, how sad when Christians want to hold back, want to be slothful, want to be nonchalant. How sad? Don't you all understand that we should serve God with all of our heart, all of our soul, with all of our might? You'll have to get understanding from the author. You won't find it in any other place. Huh? You'll find yourself liking. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. How many times do we read it? Of course, it's written to us, not to the world. They have no ears to hear. So the scriptures are written to us that have ears to hear. Of course, they take the scriptures, they use the scriptures, they quote the scriptures, but not with understanding. Praise the Lord. We can do the same thing. Though we have ears to hear and whatever, we can still do it without understanding. Anytime we don't do it in these parameters, we're talking about the love of God and the love for our neighbor, then it ain't going to be right. I don't care how smart you think you are. It's got to fit in here. It's got to fit in here. Well, my motive is my love for God. And since I love God, I love the brethren also. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Hallelujah. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. Hallelujah. Again, we're talking about order of operation, priority, what's first? First, the love of God. Hallelujah. Well, with all that is within us, then the love for the brethren. Hallelujah. Then we'll walk in righteousness. Thank you, Lord. Do you love the Lord? Glory, glory. Here's what Brother Neil sent. He sent these wonderful things. But of course, hopefully he has some understanding about them. Otherwise, listen to it. Honor is not an external ornament. How about that? You know, some badge you put on. It may be something like that to represent, but the honor is on the inside. Honor is not an external ornament, but a conviction carried within. In moments where integrity is tested, integrity. Y'all understand integrity? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. That means the virtue, the strength. That means the faithful to do what it's supposed to do. All right? Like I said before, if there's a bridge and it don't have integrity, lost its integrity, it won't do what it's supposed to do. That means you better not go out there on it. So maintain your integrity, else you will not do what you're supposed to do. That's what maintaining integrity is. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. So let me finish up here, Brother Neil. What defines your trajectory is not the words spoken to others, but the silent commitment you make to yourself and to the truth. Do not seek recognition. We need help, Lord. The satisfaction of acting correctly is the only reward that solidifies character. He said it in another way, but righteousness is its own reward. This is what God has given to us that's so precious, righteousness or justification. See, it's very precious, righteousness. Praise the Lord. It's its own reward. Hallelujah. He's imputed to us his righteousness. We don't need badges. We don't need caps. We don't need bells. We have our own reward. And with that, since he's given us his righteousness, it calls us to look for righteousness. Follow after righteousness. We don't do well, but that's what we are. Yes. So we look for in any situation. He's throwing spitballs over there. And he hit me right in the face. Then we look for righteousness. Huh? Someone trespassed against me. Then we look for righteousness. I see. I see. Well, here's the righteousness of someone trespassing against you. You forgive them. Well, we say amen. But how come we're always at odds with one another? Huh? You think we can forgive and not? Come on, if we forgive, then we're not at odds.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.
Forgive us. Yeah, they did it, but I'm going to forget it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
It takes care of a lot of things.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's how you're justified. Hey. Huh? That's how you made right. Don't you love it? Make sure you impart it to your neighbor. Yeah. This is our privilege. We say, I've got some righteousness. Huh? You flattened my tire. Somebody flattened Ophelia's tire. Huh? But we forgive them. We forgive them. Hallelujah. See, that's how it goes. And then we still have the fellowship. Of course, the fellowship is with the Father. No, first, the fellowship is with the Father. All right. Praise the Lord. But this is our most the sternest test we get when we perceive some wrong.
Amen.
Yeah, it's a good test.
Thank you, Lord.
We've taken it many times and we failed many times. Huh? Oh, yeah. Because the answer's always the same. We think, well, we're going to do it till we change the answer, huh? Not so. Praise the Lord.
Oh, bless the Lord.
Where it said we're going to go offer our alms to the Lord.
Right.
If we're going to offer our gift, then we remember our brother has ought against us.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, there's an order of operation.
Amen. Thank you,
first, go and be reconciled to your brother. See? Then come back and offer your gift. That's not going to change. How much your brother hurts you is not going to change. See, we're just fools. Come on, saints. We just should believe God. Hallelujah. Now, we go pray every day, but maybe we don't get the operation order of operation right. Because we go to pray with the stuff in our heart, which is not a problem as long as we go there and admit it and ask God to help us. But if we go there with the ill feelings in our heart, and we leave with ill feelings in our heart, then we're just a bunch of fools. We're wasting our time. We're mocking God. Hallelujah. If anybody has a right to hold a grudge, it's God. Come on. In righteousness. He put us all in hell. Yeah, he wouldn't transgress any law. No, he wouldn't. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So, unforgiveness, my God, that's bad stuff. We don't understand that. Of course, it's against God. And it's against us. No matter how it reads that if we don't forgive, we're not forgiven, we still don't want to forgive. That's some hard stuff. That's some hard stuff. Now, brother, you drink this poison, you're going to die. And you, well, give it to me. That's the same thing. Amen. You know, when you don't forgive him, that's you taking the poison. I don't care. Let me have the poison. Y'all don't see it like that? Y'all going to forgive Charlene, huh? Huh? How about Neil? And on and on and on. Well, it's still early, Pastor. That's how we do it. Huh? Still early. Praise the Lord. If we follow after righteousness, we will learn how to love to forgive. Now, we won't cherish holding things. We'll be glad to get reconciled. Hallelujah. You have to do it. Huh? We're given the ministry of reconciliation and the commandment to be reconciled to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you, this is the author opening it up, because it's all written, inspired by God. You know, you mean thou shalt not kill? Absolutely. But I say unto you, whosoever is angry with his brother, all pastor writes, I know, but there is a clause in there without a cause. When I'm angry with my brother, it's always with a cause. Ain't we some? We're wise in our own conceit, aren't we? Aren't we? Praise the Lord. Now, you know that's how you do it. That's why you hang on to it. So I got a right to be upset with Charlene. She know I don't like that, and she went out of her way to do it. See? I got a cause. Well, we don't have a cause. Hallelujah. Not for that. For this cause. To follow out the righteousness. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hell fire. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and thou rememberest that thy brother hath ought against thee, leave thy gift before the altar and go thy way. First. Order of operation. First, be reconciled to thy brother. Then come and offer your gift. How many times have we transgressed that? Huh? Because we think if we go pray, then everything's all right. Yeah, I'm praying about it, Terry. Okay. Praise the Lord. Agree with thine adversary quickly while thou art in the way with him, lest at any time the adversary deliver thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officer, and thou be cast in the prison. You have heard that it hath been said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. It's written like that. That's how they judge. Absolutely. Kevin? Charlene put out my eye. Okay, we'll put out Charlene's eye. Y'all know that's how they judge? Absolutely. Thank you, Lord. But now the author gives us understanding. If we know him, do you know him? Yes. But I say unto you that you resist not evil. Amen. When Charlene smites you on one cheek, turn the other cheek. Yeah, see, we know this not like we ought to. We act like when someone smites us on the cheek, we act like we never heard this. Huh? And then we do everything contrary. And we wonder why we're in the situation we're in. Hallelujah. Well, whosoever shall smite thee on thy right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if any man will sue thee at law and take away thy coat, let him have thy cloak also. Whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain. Hallelujah. That's how the Lord does it. He gives us exceeding abundantly above all we may ask or think. Give to him that asketh thee, and from him that would borrow of thee, turn not away. You have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies.
Amen.
Bless them that curse you.
Hallelujah.
Do good.
Yes, Lord.
Do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. This is concerning your enemy. Now, or what should we do concerning our brother? He's not our enemy. This is what we should do concerning our enemy. Well, what should we do concerning our sister? He's not our enemy. Now, what's happening? The author is coming to you, telling you what he means. And you can act like you don't know or not, but the author himself, that's what preaching is, that's what scripture, that's what the Holy Ghost does. Praise the Lord. What meaneth this? I see.
Hallelujah.
Y'all don't know by now?
Woo.
The truth is, if we are saved, then we forfeit our right to hold a grudge.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Let me say it like this. Then we forfeit our right to be done wrong.
Amen.
Oh, I see. Well, well, well. Pastor Rice, I thought that only concerned you. Well, it concerns you too.
Yes, Lord.
You know, being done wrong is our cause for holding the grudge, isn't it? We forfeit that. We forfeit that. So we understand that we can't be done wrong. We rely on God. Yeah. You know, in the Proverbs it say that men seek favor from the ruler, but judgment come from God. Y'all understand that? So when I say no, don't get upset.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
God overrule me anytime he wants to.
Right.
Overrule you too.
Yes,
aren't you glad?
Yes,
otherwise, we couldn't be saved.
Thank you, Jesus.
But if we understand that the judgment comes from God, and when God sees fit, he does the overruling, then you won't be angry with my judgment.
Amen.
Well, well, well.
Praise the Lord.
Boy, we are opening up
praise
a can of worms, aren't we?
Hallelujah.
Huh?
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
I mean, it's the righteousness of God to for us to judge.
Hallelujah.
The righteousness come by judgment.
Yes,
and the righteous love judgment.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah.
Oh, so when we have trouble with the judgment, we're not following after righteous. See how many ways we can say this?
Hallelujah.
It don't move us, though. Yeah, if we've been on doing mischief, these things don't affect us at all. No, if our heart has been on doing mischief, all these scriptures don't mean a thing, which means that we're out of favor with the author. He told us what's meant, and we're doing something opposite. Not only is he the author, he's the finisher. Huh? And we don't get where we need to go. Because the author is the finisher. And the author tells us what it means, and we throw it away, then we don't finish. We want to be like Paul. Huh? We want to say, I finished my course. Hallelujah. I've kept the faith. There's laid up for me a crown of righteousness. Righteousness. Hallelujah. Whom the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. Hallelujah. Isn't it wonderful?
Yes, Lord.
Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. So I'm glad we got all these good instructions.
Hallelujah.
Huh? All we've had them before. We pray, oh God, that you will quicken them to our hearts, that we would hear them as we never heard them before. This is my petition to God. See? Hallelujah. Yeah, how... I mean, come on, God has given us grace so that we don't cherish somebody doing us wrong so we can hold something over their head. If someone do us wrong, that's in parentheses, because it really can't be done. Absolutely not. Hallelujah. Absolutely not. I mean, the scriptures were written, they had to be fulfilled. They crucified Jesus, but they didn't do wrong.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. No,
amen.
No, no, no.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Huh? From his shame and humiliation and pain and degradation, he said, Father, forgive them.
Amen.
Now, we say we're Christian, but we can't seem to relate to that when someone does some little thing to us. They don't crucify us. They just don't look at us right. Well, I don't like the way you looked at me this morning. You know. Praise the Lord. Y'all don't know this stuff is wicked? God's here to help you. When it happens, just say, help me, Jesus. This is wrong. This is evil. This doesn't represent you. David, aren't you going to get excited too? Okay, praise the Lord. Well, thank you, Lord. So we pray for them which despitefully use. Huh? Yeah, we can't pray for them and hold the grudge.
Amen. That's
just not possible. We would pray for them. We would first have to forgive them. Now, come on. I know it's, yeah, Richard such and such and such and such, and Angelo too, but I'm praying for him. Well, we'll see how you do. Y'all pray for Angela. Oh, good. Then she's not done you wrong, huh? How about Sherry? Y'all pray for Sherry? Hallelujah. Hey, let's pray for Kurt, too. Hey, pray one for another. Confess your fault. Confess your faults one to another. We get the operation wrong. We confess their faults. No, confess your fault one to another that ye may be healed. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. That ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven, your heavenly Father. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and the unjust. For if you love them which love you, what reward have ye? The world does the same. The heathen doth the same. Hallelujah. Now, we're commanded to love our neighbor as we love ourselves, and we find any little cause not to do that. Or we say we still love them, but we hold a grudge. Well, that's not so, you know. We're not walking in the love. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, the publicans do the same.
Amen.
You salute your brother and only.
Amen.
Well, well. What thanks have you?
Amen.
The publicans do the same.
Amen.
Be therefore perfect as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. That means you follow after righteousness. It's not dependent on the other person.
Well,
we like righteousness dependent on Angela. Only concerning Adjun. But our righteousness depends on us.
Amen.
You understand that? So that takes away our excuse. We can't do right because folk are always doing me wrong. Well, it's wrong for you to be done wrong. Praise the Lord. Huh? When Jesus come to all our burdens bear, maybe they're doing him wrong.
But
glory, glory.
Thank you, Lord.
If you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you.
Amen.
But if you forgive not men their trespasses, y'all understand this?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Hallelujah.
But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespass. And this is because he is righteous.
Yes.
There's no way he can do that.
Amen.
That would be unrighteous.
Hallelujah.
Absolutely. As much as you're complaining about Richard and Terry and Owen and whoever else, huh? The answer is you forgive them. Even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. And do understand, if you don't forgive them, it's on you. Neither are you forgiven. Well, it's mind-boggling that we know all these things, huh? And we deal with each other the way we do.
Jesus.
That's mind-boggling.
Thank you, Jesus.
There's got to be an answer somewhere.
Thank you,
what's the answer to this?
Woo!
Huh?
Hallelujah.
We have all this wisdom.
Thank you, Lord.
All this understanding.
Right.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord.
God.
We're just reading out of the book.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life.
Thank you,
Jesus. What you shall eat or what you shall drink.
Amen.
Not yet for your body what you shall put on. Is not life more than meat? And the body more than raiment? Life is more than the food we eat and the clothes we wear. Yes, it is. Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father, your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not better than the sparrows? Hallelujah. So when you go up to the line today, you know your heavenly Father is going to feed you, so don't put all the pizza on your plate. Save some for Terry. Consider your brother. Well, well, well. Hallelujah. Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit to his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Again, consider the lilies of the field. How they grow? They toil not, neither do they spin. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall not he much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? O ye of little faith. Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? Wherewithal shall we be clothed? Your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. And after all these things, do the Gentiles seek, or the world seeks after? But seek ye first, the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. We've been talking about his righteousness. Hallelujah. Which he hath imputed unto us. Huh? Thank you, Lord. And how he has forgiven us of our trespasses. Upon us receiving it, we forfeit our right to hold any grudge.
Thank you, Jesus.
Y'all understand that?
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Y'all are forgiven, huh?
Hallelujah.
That means you have no right.
Hallelujah.
No right.
Amen.
And to enforce it, if you do, God's going to take away your...
Amen.
We know all these things.
Thank you, Jesus.
This is mind-boggling. This is mind-boggling. This is mind-boggling. This is mind-boggling. Hallelujah.
Huh?
Yeah, let Terry burn in hell. Well, with that attitude, you'll have to burn with it. I don't give a let him burn in hell. That's the attitude we have. Huh? Isn't that mind-boggling? Huh? The place where our old flesh and our old nature takes us and we willingly go. You know, like the ox led to the stock. Here we go. Huh? No. All right. We're going to see some love manifested here today. There's going to be peace in the valley. Hallelujah. We're going
to
dwell together in unity. We're going
to
glorify God. Yeah, he's going to look down and say, look at my children, love one another. See how they dwell. Woo! I'm so pleased. You do want to please God, don't you? You have to please your neighbor. Under edification. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Now, Brother Edward was talking about Anon. That means immediately, presently, but there's more required. Sound doctrine, we have to do more than receive it anon. We must continue in or endure it. Of course, we're in the time when men will not. We're proof. All we know about forgiveness, But when the time of application, we don't endure sound doctrine. See? You thought that meant the Baptist. Praise the Lord. Well, concerning you, it means you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, saints. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Let me see. Did we finish that, Brother Neil? No? Praise the Lord. Lord, help me not to take a hammer to this thing. Let me see. Do not seek recognition. Help me, Jesus. The satisfaction of acting correctly is the only reward that solidifies character. This righteousness is our reward. So when Neil does you trespass against you, then our reward is to do right by him. We love rewards, but maybe it's the reward of the wicked we like. Huh? Come on, Bakia, get excited. Hallelujah. Yeah, men love rewards. Says here, cultivate sincerity. Sincerity. We must serve the Lord in truth and in sincerity. In every decision, the strength to stand firm in the face of adversity comes from the peace of a clear conscience. Not defiled, a clear conscience. Some of us can have all kind of garbage in our heart against a neighbor, but we say, well, my heart's right. Yeah. That's not a clear conscience. Absolutely not. Anytime you got a grudge against someone, your conscience ain't clear. Is that good enough? All right, then. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay. The strength to stand firm in the face of adversity comes from the peace of a clear conscience and a heart that does not corrupt itself for momentary ease. Be the guardian of your values and maintain consistency in what is just. For righteousness is a path to true authority. Create in me a pure heart, O God. Hallelujah. Very good. Very good. Of course, it's just scripture paraphrase. Yeah, that's why you know it's true. If it's not contained in the scriptures, it ain't the truth. So no matter how you say it, it's got to line up with the truth. Hallelujah. So what's written here is true. Because it's contained in the scripture. Absolutely. Righteousness is our reward. It's our badge of honor. It's what we ought to do. It's what's given unto us. Hallelujah. The world can't do it. Have no desire to do it. But God has enabled us, given us the grace that is our reward. Again, it's the same as justification. Everybody understand? Him giving us righteousness is that we measure up. Praise the Lord. And in that, we walk in that. We don't just, I measured up, so now I'm going to hold grudges against everybody. Then you aren't walking in your righteousness. You've forsaken your righteousness, which God has given you. That's the only place it comes from. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm going to get to the end, brothers, sisters, all right? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Charlene, you doing okay?
Yes. Glory.
Says here, seek God, acknowledge God, inquire of God. We're talking about order of operation. No matter what it is, we seek God, acknowledge God, inquire of God. All things. You need the understanding. Praise the Lord. So we seek God not only for aid, but for direction.
Amen.
Mm, direction.
Amen.
Which means for what to do.
Amen.
For how to respond. See?
Thank you, Lord.
Now, this is so simple. Right? And we too many times come up short. We talked about coming up short yesterday. We have no excuse to come up short anymore. No, we don't. We have sinned and come short, but God gave us a remedy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And one place I saw, and it is true, it says direction is more important than speed. Hallelujah. And that reminds me of the time the fellow ran the ball, but he ran it the wrong way. And he was running fast. And everybody was hollering, but they were saying, wrong way, wrong way. He thought they were saying, get it, get it, get it. So he ran down and scored for the other team. We wouldn't do that, would we? Y'all be careful. We wouldn't do that, would we? Praise the Lord. Well, anytime we purpose to do the wrong, that's what we do. You know, what we say is, I'm going to take a little occasion here to get off the path. Well, I understand you start digging your pit for you to fall in. Absolutely. Anytime. Anytime we purpose to do evil. Yes. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. How many times have we purposed to do evil? Plenty of times, Lord. Hallelujah. When you find yourself there, repent. Recover yourself.
Amen.
Yeah, Neil made me mad and I was going to flatten his tire. I want to do it. Like old David said, he said, me and Neil got into it. I want to punch him. He said, but I can't do that. See, that's good. Aren't you grateful, Neil? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Absolutely. Thank you, Lord. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Thank you, Lord. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and has been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. So that's one of the words I heard the prophet talk about this morning. Let me see. He said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, give God the praise. I heard somebody say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me a great salvation so rich and free. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
So we want to know whom has taught us. That's the one. Hallelujah. We want to know the one who inspired the scriptures.
Amen.
That's what we want to know.
Amen.
We want to know the scriptures, that they are inspired of God. Hallelujah. Paul said, I want to know him.
Amen.
And be found in him.
Yes, Lord.
Not having mine own righteousness.
Amen.
Which is of the law.
Amen.
Which is not sufficient.
Amen.
But you have given me,
yes,
righteousness.
Amen.
Even your own.
Amen.
Are we going to complain about God giving us his own righteousness? As men we do. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We despise God's righteousness because it does away with our own righteousness.
Amen.
Once we come to abhor our own righteousness, it's insufficient.
Amen.
Then we'll love his righteousness.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, so we want to know of whom we have learned them. And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation. All right? Hallelujah. The scriptures are what God used.
Amen.
But the scriptures in themselves won't make anyone Amen. Wise unto salvation. It's
Amen.
Not an independent operation. And this concerns all the things of God. All things work together.
Amen.
We could just leave it there. Of course, we could say all things work together for good, but all things work together. Hallelujah. Let's look at faith. Well, it works together with love. Understand that? Huh? Praise God. And love beareth all things, believeth all things, endureth all things. See? That's how our faith works. It's not independent of itself. We like to boast upon our faith while we hold our grudges. Not by faith. Huh? We don't hold grudges by faith. That's impossible. Faith works by love. Love forgives. That's why we stay. Hallelujah. So God uses the scriptures and all the other operations to give us understanding. Huh? Praise the Lord. Even now he can use a preacher, but there's other elements working, else it wouldn't mean anything. Praise the Lord. Again, faith and love is working.
Amen.
If it's going to be any good.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Again, now remember that all scripture is given by inspiration of God.
Amen.
Well, let's go back and understand that we have to consult the author
Amen.
For the understanding
Amen.
Of this. See? Hallelujah. As much as we know him, we can consult him.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And he will tell us.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
It's profitable for doctrine.
Yes,
for reproof.
Yes,
for correction.
Yes, Lord.
We don't need any of that, do we?
Thank you. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yeah, Pastor.
Thank
only
you.
In the things we need correcting
Thank
in.
You.
The thing you correct us in, we don't need it. I preach good, don't I?
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't need that, Pastor Rice. Oh, help me, Jesus, for instruction in righteousness. What a word, huh? Righteousness. That's your reward. You have God's own righteousness. Hallelujah. It's good anywhere. Hallelujah. No matter what judgment you stand under,
Amen.
With the righteousness of God, you have nothing to fear.
Amen.
Y'all don't like that?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Huh? Your enemies, your adversaries, the government, your kinfolk. Come on. With the righteousness of God, you have nothing to fear.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You are thereby justified.
Yes, Lord.
From all the things you couldn't be justified by the works of the law. Praise the Lord, saints. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. That the man of God, that's you, 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 and you, may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. Mark 12 tells about the men that tried to trick Jesus again. Concerning the resurrection. He talked about the woman with the seven husbands that all died and left no seed. And their question is, in the resurrection, therefore, when they shall rise, at least you understand that, whose wife shall she be of them? For the seven had her to wife. And Jesus said, do ye not therefore err, E-R-R. Why? Because you know not the scriptures.
Amen.
They make you wise unto salvation. But you're rejecting the author.
Thank you.
The author is presenting himself before you right now. And you don't want to hear what he says, what they mean. He said you do err. Because you don't know the scriptures.
Amen.
The author must reveal them.
Yeah, Lord.
And in revealing the scriptures, he revealed the power.
Amen.
He said, you err because you don't know the scriptures, nor the power of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He said, then those that make it to the kingdom, man, they'll be like the angels.
Amen.
They won't be marrying and giving in marriage.
Hallelujah.
I'll read it for you. For when they shall rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels which are in heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. No matter how this is written, almost everybody said, yeah, you know, me and my husband, I'm going to meet him in heaven.
Right.
I see. We're going to see the king. Hallelujah. We're going to see the king. Won't be any focus on anybody but the king. Huh? Don't think that God's going to let you get up there and see Cheryl and then you turn your heart away from him and you and Cheryl go run off. Okay, as long as you understand that. Hallelujah. Glory to God, Jesus Christ is going to be all the Cheryl you'll ever need. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Even now he's your husband. He's your father. He's your mother. Hallelujah. He's our all in all. But the carnal mind looks at it like that. Yeah. Going to be with my kinfolk. You know that's how it played. Come on. You talk to anybody and they're going to a better place. Right? Everybody leave here. Don't go to a better place. Of course, that place hadn't been determined yet because it comes at the judgment day. But of course, there's a place that precedes that too. There's a place for the righteous and a place for the unrighteous. They all have their own holding place. Hallelujah. But there's a judgment day. We're waiting for it. We're looking for the judgment day. Because we're righteous and we love judgment. And we want to see the face of the king. We want to greet the righteous judge. Because he's got our crown. It's a crown of righteousness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Now, these be the last words of David. David, the son of Jesse. Y'all remember him? And the man who was raised up on high, the anointed of the God of Jacob, and the sweet psalmist of Israel. Some might say, well, he was a scallywag. He was a sinful man. But the Spirit of the Lord spake by me, and his word was in my tongue. Everybody understand that? When we read the Psalms, that's God speaking through David, the prophet. Praise the Lord. Men and brethren, the scriptures must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost, by the mouth of David, spake before concerning Judas. All right? Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. How is it then, brethren, when you come together, every one of you have a psalm, hath a psalm, hath a doctrine, hath a tongue, hath a revelation, hath an interpretation. How is it? Let all things be done unto edifying. If any man speak in an unknown tongue, let it be by two or at most by three, and that by course in one interpret. But if there be no interpreter, let him keep silence in the church and let him speak to himself and to God. Hallelujah. Let the prophet speak. Now, again, we have to consult the author.
Amen.
Otherwise, we won't get to the knowledge of the truth.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. It says, let the prophets speak, two or three, and let the other judge.
Amen.
Huh? Well, these last prophets, they don't want nobody to judge. But again, we must judge all things. If anything be revealed to another that setteth by, let the first hold his peace. For ye may all prophesy one by one, that all may learn and all may be comforted. And the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you may say, well, why don't we see these gifts operating in the fashion that we've read about or even seen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's not because God has changed. He's the same. Hallelujah. He's the same.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, he wants the glory all the time. And too much now, men want his glory. Yeah, they want to prophesy, but so to give themselves honor. Not for the edification of the body. They want to preach, but, you know, to their own strengthening their doctrine, not for the edification. If somebody want to do it for God, God will help them out. Understand that. Nobody will stop them. The government, the legislation, the mockers, the scoffers. No, 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 no. But God isn't moving the way that he desires to move because of the grudges we hold and how we like to exalt ourselves among. Y'all, that's where the contention comes from.
Amen.
Don't tell me you show up in all humility and there's contention. That's not so.
Amen.
It's the striving among us. Who is the greatest? Whose way is right? You know, how should we do it? In the way that makes for peace. Y'all don't know this following after righteousness? If it's going to be right, it have to be the way that makes for peace.
Amen.
Plus, it must be done decent and in order.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
The tail can't wag the dog.
Amen.
It'll never be right.
Amen. Praise Jesus.
You can't ever usurp authority. It'll never be right.
Amen.
I see.
Glory
I see.
Glory.
Praise the Lord.
Glory.
Well, maybe it depends on what I know. Well, if you don't know, you should obey them that have authority over you.
Amen.
You know nothing at all.
Amen.
I'll never back up. I will never back up.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
Yeah, God himself is authority.
Amen.
That's why you have authority.
Amen.
Well, we despise it, but
we
have authority from God.
Thank you,
Lord.
Now, some men have authority from the president. You know, the commissioned officers in the military. They get their commission from the president. Well, we get our commission from God.
Hallelujah.
See?
Hallelujah.
But some of them officers, man, they're more appreciative of their little commission from the president than we are of our commission from God. Ain't that shameful? Ain't that shameful? He's commissioned us to go forth and follow after righteousness. Follow after righteousness. And they're commissioned so that they can follow his orders. You know, and go lay down their lives for their country. And we've been commissioned so we can follow his order and lay down our lives for the brethren. Hallelujah. We're all commissioned officers. Praise the Lord. So why puff ourselves up? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to have to get done here in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord, saints. Hallelujah. So when the faith is working by the love, then God will show himself mighty even more. Oh, yeah. Yes, he will. We're not waiting on him. He's waiting on us. Huh? Oh, when is Charlene going to stop doing me wrong? That's on you, brother. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. How dare you all let each other do you wrong?
Amen, brother.
That's wicked from the start.
Amen.
You'll never get any righteousness
Amen.
Out of that. As long as you maintain that you're being done wrong, you'll never get to the righteousness.
Amen.
You'll be ever learning and never able to come into the knowledge
Amen.
Of the truth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Our light affliction, they're just for a moment.
Amen.
And they do work out for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. See where Jesus being despised and rejected?
Yes.
A man got it?
Yes.
It'll get us the same place in our righteous response. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Hallelujah. It's really Jesus that's being hated. He said, the world can't hate you, they hate me. Because I've called you out of the world. I put my spirit in you. Huh? And I confirm you. Praise the Lord. Christ is in you, brother. Of a truth. Of a truth. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, if any man think himself to be a prophet, Brother James, or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things I write unto you are the commandments of the Lord. But if any man be ignorant, let him be ignorant. Hallelujah. Let all things be done decently and in order. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. For he that in these things serveth Christ is acceptable to God and approved of men. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace and things wherewith we may edify another. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So I was thinking about, at one time, I believe there were 7 Christian communities associated with this ministry. I can't name them all. Of course, they had names that were very inspirational. Overcomer, Higher Ground, Upper Room. Woo! Victory. Praise the Lord. Straight Way. Huh? But names in themselves won't help. We got to get the spirit of the matter. Thank you, Lord. And then all of these communities, which were good, nothing wrong with them. It worked out God's purpose. Absolutely. Everything does. Thank you. I understand that. So don't let me do you wrong, brother. God's working out his purpose. Performing his will and his good pleasure. Thank you, Lord. But, you know, men exalted themselves. Absolutely. They didn't want to be under the authority of the prophet. Absolutely not.
Thank you, Lord.
And their attitude was, you know, I'm a prophet just like Brother Stair. They looked me in the face and told me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, they're not the only ones, you know. That's y'all been around here? That's why they're all gone. Absolutely. Now, some slyer than the others. Remember when Brother Sarah said in front of God and everybody, you can come here, but not to take over. You know why he said that? Absolutely. He discerned the spirit right, didn't he? He came to take over. Not the only one. Praise the Lord. And that's what happened at the communities. You know, they didn't continue in the faith. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, I remember, you know, there were folk who would say, well, you know, I got a few acres over here and, you know, send some folk over here. Russ there would say, I don't think so. Because, you know, you'll call it yours. Absolutely. Old Timothy and Charles and David, they were doing a work down there.
Right.
Yes, they were. But Brother Stair saw fit to send them all to, I think Charles went to the upper room. David came here. Timothy came to Grace. Of course, they were under authority. It's always good. We'll never prosper when we're not under authority, because authority is the order of God. It's not the order of man. And we're talking about order of operation. This is how we get things right. He is the authority who gives authority. Huh? If we reject the authority that he gives, then we reject him.
Amen.
We don't understand it like that.
Yes,
hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Brother Sarah would say they pulled away. Absolutely. Absolutely. Victory, straight way. They pulled away. You know, they got big, too big for their own britches, as my parents used to say. That mean you're getting in a place that don't belong to you. Thank you. Easy for us to do if we don't follow the order of operation. Praise God. We'll never get what God wants us to have when we buck authority.
Amen.
He gave us authority so we could get what he wants to give us.
Hallelujah.
Now, your man's not ever going to agree with this.
No.
When you counsel with him, he's going to say, oh, no, that's so funny. Don't believe Pastor Rice. Y'all know that's the way your old man talk. You know how I know that. I'm just honest. Hallelujah. And the communities, you know, were set up, established so that God's people could gather. And they did gather for a while. But it sifted and proved things, though. Huh? I mean, that's about the only way you can do it. You know, when you live in New York and I live in South Carolina, you always love me. Come on. Huh? You always love me. Hallelujah. Teresa came and she said, I like it here. Well, we'll see how that works. I said, Teresa, everybody comes here, likes it here, but they don't stay. See? That. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Yeah, out of grace, there were people gathered. Came from Louisiana. They came from North Dakota. They came from Arkansas. Huh? Praise the Lord. They came from Texas. They came from Oklahoma, North Carolina, and Tennessee. See? But these were people that were under authority, subject to the authority, so they were able to gather. And at Grace, I never left the authority. Some did leave, though, not because of me. They left of their own lust. And of course, the most spiritual, of course. That's the ones that left here. The most spiritual. Praise the Lord. That takes you above obeying authority. That's where being most spiritual takes you. Be spiritual is not a problem, but to be most spiritual. Yeah. When you're most spiritual, then you're more spiritual than the authority. That'll take you away. Be spiritual, that's good. Then you know the things that the authority tell you are the commandments of God. See? What commandment? Obey them that have the rule over you. Ain't that God's commandment? I see. I'm glad we're all straight on these things. Hallelujah. So in math, the order of operation, I think is what, Pimmas? Please excuse my dear Aunt Sally. That's how you do it. Now, you don't have to do it that way, but to get to the answer, you have to do it that way. Praise the Lord. So you do your parentheses and exponents. See? And you multiply and divide, add and subtract. But you work from left to right. And you work from left, and division, multiplication, same order. Same priority. Okay? So if you follow that, you can do this. First, you have to understand, especially in word problems. You have to see, what are they asking? Even in the other problems, you say, what are they really? You have to understand. You have to read and understand. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So y'all give me the answer. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, Sherry tried to confuse me yesterday because we got this problem And it's got a denominator. Praise the Lord. So she said, well, you divide it by three, because that was the denominator. Multiply it by three, which is right. But you don't have to multiply the top. That's what she was doing that confused me. When you multiply it by three, it just leaves the top. It does away with the, you know. So we got the right answer when we did it right. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And what I began to think of is just how wise God is. Because this is man didn't come up with this. This is what God instituted and gave to man. And now the mathematicians may not understand that. But if it's going to work out, it has to come from God. There's no man that can come up with this. Now, simple as it is, God has to give it to somebody. Absolutely. Now, when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. Now, this makes me glorify God. Absolutely. When I look around and see all the good things he does for me. Yeah. Praise the Lord. I know that I'm unworthy of them, Dorothy. All of them. His blessings he freely gives. I owe my life to him. Praise the Lord. I've got so much to thank him for.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, I'm not a math genius. No. Absolutely. I'm not expert on scripture. I won't fall into any of those traps. Hallelujah. I'm not an expert. Everybody understand? I'm a sinner saved by grace. That's what I am. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
What I am learning something and getting understanding from God. I put God in everything. I'm not going to do this just to do it. Praise. You see how we got order of operation out of it?
Amen.
See how I preached on it?
Amen.
Ain't God good?
Hallelujah.
I do that with everything.
Amen.
That's the grace that God has given me.
Praise.
I put God in the knowledge.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, all hearts and minds clear? We have strawberries to pick?
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Escapes the dryer. Are they in the dryer? Or we have fire in the dryer? It turned on? All right, all right. All right. Thank you, Lord. Okay, okay. We got to clean the cooler. And sisters, we got to make room in this cooler for the strawberries that we're going to pick. So we got... full schedule, saints. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. All right, Brother Timothy, would you pray for us?
Yes, sir. Read this one here. Then judgment shall dwell in the wilderness, and righteousness remain in the fruitful field. And the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness quietness and assurance forever. And my people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation, and sure dwelling in the quiet resting places. Hallelujah. Well, that's a promise, Lord. And oh, Heavenly Father, I agree with what the pastor said today, but getting it done, that's always the crutch of the matter, Lord. And thank God it's your determination to save us. And we have this treasure in the earthen vessel whereby it can be a power of God, not of ourselves. And so give us good understanding today, Lord. Give us a heart quick and easy to forgive. As far as I know, I have a clean slate, and I don't want to have any malice or ill will with anyone, Lord. And help us again, Lord, good word, to follow the order of operation and submit to the authority, stay under the authority, oh God. I believe it's for our benefit, Lord, and thank you, Lord, for providing this for us, oh God, and giving us all things pertaining to life and godliness, and also to work the works of God and believe on him who you sent. And so the pastor spoke a good word today, Lord, and I pray we be hearers and doers, and thank you again for giving us another day to do the will of God, oh God, and help us to really consider the privilege that we have and all that you've done for us, oh God. And we certainly don't want to complain, Lord. We have nothing to complain about. Thank you, Lord, for the prophet sent to let us know you come in our lifetime. And as I always say, Lord, and this is the crutch of the matter again, to get it off the pages, get in the application, and we can, again, try ourselves and see how we stand, Lord. If we love the brethren, and that's the test. You know, we all do real good on our own, but how are we as we get, I call it, Oh, with the brethren. Anyway, help us this day, Lord, again. Thank you again, oh God. Again, listen. Bless those listening as well, Lord. And we are the body of Christ, Lord. We thank you, Lord, again, that you have called us, chosen us. Oh God, it's not our own. We are what we are by the grace of God. And so we all have this grace, Lord. Thank you for a place to repent and give another day, Lord. So keep us, Lord, in your will, in your way. Make us ready and make us one. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Brother Timothy, for praying for us. And loop back when the other end puts you in loop back. In operation. Yeah. Amen. But what Timothy is relating to in the military, I was in the Signal Corps, and we had the little communication rigs, you know, little VHF radio machines that they send a signal out. And so sometime when there was problems, the operator, which is right, would put himself in loopback. But all that did was check out his own equipment. But to get the true story, you have the other end put you in loopback. Then you see what you're putting out.
Right.
See? Amen. Hallelujah. In loopback, we're always, I'm good in loopback, Charge. We always are. You know that. That's our own righteousness. We're always good in loopback. But then you put us in system. That's when we know. Praise the Lord. When we have to work with Dorothy, then we're in system. As long as we're in loopback, we work good. Then when we have to work with Sharon, then we're in system. When we work with each, then we're in system. Everybody understand? This is the proof. How you do alone means nothing. Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. And you don't always do right there either. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. In system. So here we are in system. It proves everything. There's nothing like putting in system. I told you in the boat factory, last station, they put the boat in the water. Yeah, and then you know it works. No matter how pretty it looks, if it don't float, it's no good. So no matter how good we talk, how much scripture we quote, when we don't get along with Terry, it don't mean anything. Lord loves you, saints, and I do too. Hallelujah. Maranatha, the Lord is coming.